John Hagan is a solicitor at DPP Law who represent victims of police misconduct. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Do you have sympathy for the police officer who smashed this driver's window?
Not a great deal of sympathy. I think what Peter was just saying to you was quite measured and I think correct in the way he analysed the way the police should approach these situations. And I think there's a number of features which set alarm bells ringing here. So we don't know what went on immediately before the video begins, and I think that that's fair comment. You know, we've got to put this in context, but we can only talk about what we see. And I think what we see is a situation where the officer goes from 0 to 60 in a few split seconds. He goes from giving a few commands, becomes extremely angry, starts smashing the windscreen in. He escalates that situation, I think, completely unnecessarily. Because as Peter was saying, officers are given the right to use force, but that is a special trust, a special power they're given that the rest of the citizens of this country don't have. And they're only should be exercising that force where it is justified and after all other avenues have been explored. So the behaviour of the man inside the car, to me, doesn't seem to justify smashing his windscreen in what appears to be a fury. I mean, that officer doesn't appear to be in control of himself, and I therefore think there's serious questions to be asked of him and his behaviour.
But ultimately, the driver said, "I don't want to get out the car." Who does that? I was stopped by the police many years ago when I was a young man, and I was in my first ever car, and I was driving along. And all of a sudden, I looked in the rearview mirror and the flashing lights came behind me and I my heart started beating and I pulled into this lay-by at the side of the road and the police officer leapt out of the car, came running over, shouted through the window at me, "Get out of the car." So the first thing I did was I got out of the car. I seem to remember I got out of the car with my hands up in the air because I was so horrified. And when he looked at me, he said, "I'm terribly sorry. I thought you were somebody else. I thought you were an uninsured driver that we've been trying to catch for a while. It was a mistake." But the first thing I did was get out the car. I didn't sit in there and say, "I'm not getting out my car. I'm going to talk to you with a little crack of the window open. I'm not going to get out of my car." Who does that?
Well, you said, okay, so you said ultimately, you said the man refused to get out of the car. Well, ultimately is a word that suggests the passage of time. And there hasn't, on what we know, there was hardly any time that had elapsed, not even minutes, we're talking seconds. And people respond slightly differently. We all respond differently to conflict situations or situations where people can't always do exactly the right thing. So perhaps the man could have got out of the car straight away.
But he was winding the officer up.
I think that's fair at all. I think
Let me play you the beginning bit again then. Listen to it and listen to the tone of his voice.
"What's the matter? What's the problem, officer? Why are you stopping me? Why are you stopping me?
I'm allowed to drive. I want to get out of the car so I can check your details."
"Well, I don't want to get out of the car. Right? You can check my details here."
"No.
Why? What's the problem?"
"Because I'm afraid you're going to drive off at this moment in time.
My keys are here.
Get out of the car now.
My keys are ignition, officer. This is my key here. My property, I'm putting it on the side, and you can see. What's the problem?"
"Get out of the car. Get out of the car, you're not allowed to drive it."
Right, and then he starts trying to get in. But that chap had plenty of time to get out of the car, and instead he wanted to get into some kind of negotiation with the police officer. You know, this is my key, I'm gonna put it on the dashboard, it's my property, or, you know, just get out the blooming car.
Well, no, he's responding to what the officer's saying to him. The officer suggests, "Look, you might be about to drive off." So he puts the key on the dashboard to show, you know, that that's not going to happen. And then he's trying to explain who he is. Now, what I hear is that the officer has made an assumption that it doesn't appear to have had any grounds for making, because he starts to say, "You are not insured to drive. You don't have a license," something to that effect. As if the officer's already decided in his own mind who this individual is, rather than approaching it with an open mind and saying, you're saying you've got a license, show us your license. It might have been in the car with him, but we don't get there, do we? Because we go straight to smashing the windscreen in. And so I really do think, and I believe that, you know, Peter, your previous commentator was effectively saying the same thing. Officers shouldn't behave in this way. You know, you if you get a bit of resistance from someone who may be a bit affronted that they've been stopped, it doesn't justify escalating things.
Yes, but you don't know, and I don't know, that the information they had about that driver, it may well have been wrong, but it may well have been that the person they thought he was a dangerous criminal. It may well have been that he had a history of using violence or using weapons.
Okay,
and that police officer may well have been thinking, if we don't get this guy out of the car straight away, we don't know whether he might have a gun in the glove box, he might have anything in there, and it might suddenly be used against us.
Jonathan, that's completely groundless speculation, okay? Completely groundless. There is no, you know, that sort of almost besmirching this person who's in this video, you know, you can't say things like that because we can only talk about what we see in front of us.
And but you have to recognise that the police are out there. While you're sitting in your office, while I'm sitting here in my studio, the police are out there every day dealing with dangerous people. They
Absolutely.
Get used to dealing with dangerous people. Now, the fact is, if they were given information and if they believed that this driver was an uninsured driver, if they believed that he was some kind of criminal, it may well be that that police officer came to that situation with his adrenaline going because he was braced for potentially to deal with someone very violent and aggressive. And it was that for that reason that he wasn't Mr. Calm and Mr. Casual and prepared to negotiate through the window. And it may well be that it was a case of mistaken identity. But if that's what the police officer feared, who are we, the members of society that get to sit comfortably in our offices and at home listening to the radio this morning, who are we to judge him?
Well, why are we debating something that is entirely groundless? Because perhaps I could just say, perhaps the police were, you know, they had no reason to believe he was any sort of criminal. They may just have thought it was an uninsured driver. Now, that's fairly low down on the scale of things, and that certainly would not justify that behaviour. Furthermore, the officer appears to position himself in front of the car because he attacks the windscreen, not the side window. If he thought that this was
hits the side window to start with, and that doesn't break, so he then moves on to the windscreen.
Yeah. So if you thought that this was some kind of dangerous criminal who's likely to want to escape the situation, stick his key back in the ignition and drive off, you're not going to position yourself at the front of the car where you're going to get knocked over, are you? I don't think this officer was thinking clearly. And I just don't think his behaviour can be condoned in the context of what happened. He should have given it at least a couple of minutes to talk to the gentleman in the car, and everything could have been avoided, and we wouldn't be needing to talk about this today. It is quite a shocking video, and I don't think we want to see. I don't think our society should be policed in that way. And Peter Kirkham was effectively saying the same thing too. And
Think our society should disrespect police officers.
Well, I don't think the man in the car was being disrespectful.
Yes, he was being disrespectful, because when the police officer asked him to get out of the car, he said no. That is disrespectful. When a police officer tells you to get out the car, you get out the car.
He didn't refuse to identify himself. He was trying to go through the process of identifying himself.
Please, how long did it take him to get his mobile phone out and start filming that police officer when he could have just unlocked the car door, got out the car and said, I'm sorry, what is this all about? As any reasonable person would have done.
And a police officer could have said, okay, sir, we think you're so-and-so, you're saying you're someone else. Have you got any identity on you, sir? Can you produce it? Can you hold it up to me to see? Why couldn't the police officer have done that?
Well, why should he have to? He's a police officer. If he asks someone to get out of the car, if he says get out of the car, you get out the car.
No, he's supposed to try to avoid violence, as we all are. And one way to have avoided violence and damage and smashing windscreens and shouting at people would be to say, okay, produce your ID, sir.
He wasn't shouting at the man to start with. He said, can he get out the car? And the man said, no. Well, if I was a police officer, and if I've asked someone to do something, and they said no, I might raise my voice at them as well.
I think he raises his voice, he becomes extremely angry, he becomes aggressive in his tone, and as I say, he's basically saying to this man inside the car, I know who you are, and you're not insured to drive this car. Now, the police officer's got no grounds for making that assertion. He may have a suspicion. But that's all there is, and he should take the path of the simplest path of least resistance, which is to ask for, have you got any documents? Who are you saying you are? Identify yourself. There was no need for the situation to have turned into what it did. And I just think this officer has really got to think about his future behaviour and I'd probably, you know, be subject to retraining again, because I think if you have officers going around behaving like that, it's going to cause more harm than good.
Jay in Henlow says, why was the tow rag filming it anyway? He was trying to wind the officer up. The police have a hard job. Give him a break. No response, John.
Jonathan, I was just waiting to see if you'd finished reading. The police do have a hard job. I absolutely accept that. But equally, you know, we give them special powers and we have to hold them to a high standard.
But the whole time we get stories like this and then we get people jumping up and down saying, oh, this is outrageous. This police officer, he needs to be retrained. He needs to be disciplined. He should be taken off his duties. He shouldn't be... What message does that then send out to every other police officer? That, as I say, going back to the point I made earlier, the ones who have to protect you and I, who are lucky enough to do a job where we do not encounter danger every single minute of the day, what message does that send to all of these other police officers?
I think as Peter Kirkham, the former detective chief inspector, as you said, in the Metropolitan Police, very reasonably said, yes, you know, but you have to look at each situation on its own merits, and there may be factors here that excuse the officer's behaviour that we don't know about yet. But he was uncomfortable with the way that officer behaved. That you're hearing that from a police officer who's clearly got a lot of experience. I'm uncomfortable, and I think a lot of people in society will be, with the way that officer behaved. I think he just lost his temper and behaved in an entirely inappropriate way. And it, the whole thing could have been avoided by a minute of talking rather than shouting and smashing.
Okay, good to talk to you, John, as always. Okay, thank you very much indeed for your time. John Hagan is a solicitor at DPP Law who represents victims of police misconduct. Well,